Every door has a key. There's a key to every situation. Behind every unopened door, there is a mystery. And the opening of this door introduces us to another in the series, The Key.
Really, Mr. Davenport, I don't think you should play with that toy. Read a nice book instead.
Toys are meant to play with. I made a fortune because I wasn't allowed toys. Now I'm retired and I can play with toys if I want.
Yes, Mr. Davenport, but remember your blood pressure. It goes up when you get excited.
Avril, as a nurse, you're wonderful. As a human being, you haven't got a clue. More of that ghastly medicine.
It's good for you.
I don't want to be done goodbye. I want to be bad.
Well, you are. For a boy of 93, you're a sort of monument to badness. I never knew old men could be so willful.
I'm not taking my medicine.
Oh, yes, you are. If you don't, we won't allow you to see your daughter this afternoon. There now.
Blackmailer. She is coming? What time is she coming?
About 4. Open your mouth wide.
93 and still have to take my medicine. I tell you, ow, I'm choking. I can't breathe.
You can still talk. Now, lunch will be ready in half an hour. And don't forget to take your pills. And if you spit that medicine out, I'll be cross.
Cross. Give her the sack. Pills? Keep them. And if I want to play, I shall. I'll do anything. Oh, she's taking the key, the cunning old baggage. She's taking the key so I can't wind it up.
I took it away from him, Miss Davenport. Your father's an old, ill man, and it gets him all het up. Besides that, he crouches, and that's not good.
Oh, well, I'll hop in and see him. I didn't want to come, but I suppose he's lonely. I hope when I'm old, I'm not a nuisance to anybody. Has she been in to see him?
He only gets excited. He seems to like her, but doesn't want to see her.
Keep her away if you can. Everybody knows she only asked for his money. She married him for it in the first place.
Yes, Miss Davenport. Well, he's expecting you. Would you like to come in now?
Really, I don't know how you nurses stand it. You really should be in a home.
When you're rich, you can do lots of things other people can't. Money talks, as they say. Here's Miss Davenport to see you, Mr. Davenport.
Hey?
I'll leave you alone. Don't get him too excited.
Hey, who's that?
Me, Father. Well, how are you? I have a lot of things to do, so I can't stay long.
Daughter, hello, daughter. It's nice to see you again.
Oh, what a day. The Priestleys are coming tonight, and I simply had to go and see Muriel. Oh, she's expecting a baby, you know, and it's such a nuisance having to put up with all that talk about baby things. You know, I told her she'll drive all her friends away.
That nurse took away the thing I...
So, just stop a minute. The nurse was telling me that Vera hasn't been to see you.
Huh? Oh, no. She took away the key. The key I used to wind the car up with.
You don't need it. I do think Vera might come and see you. After all, I go out of my way, and I've got far more to do than she has. I often wonder if you hadn't any money, Father, who'd be your friend?
I'm old, and I don't see why I shouldn't have my toy. It's a key. A key you use to wind
up. She only married you for your money. The nurse said so, too, so it's not jealousy on my side. I think perhaps it'd be better if you didn't see her at all. She married you, but I'm your daughter, so I know far better.
Better? Oh, if you could get me that key.
And when poor mother died, I remember her saying, no, I was only a child at the time.
I want that key. The woman who gets me that key won't miss out.
But anybody who married you afterwards would be... Get? Who'll get what, Father?
You will. You'll get money. I'm not making any promises, but if I have that key, I'll see you don't want.
Father, it doesn't make any difference to me if you leave me any money or not. You know that. I'm perfectly happy as I am. Of course, I suppose it'll be different with Vera. Vera has...
I married Vera. She's been good to me. She didn't help me to make any money, but she didn't have to. Your mother had done that.
Mother had given...
Your mother was a good, honest woman. And a woman who's that is a woman. You don't have to tell me.
Now, really, Father, I was speaking. There's no need to interrupt. I was saying, Mother has
You're
given...
You're her daughter. Now, leave it.
Yes, Father.
Vera had her own troubles. Vera had to live up to your mother.
I was only saying Vera could come and see you more often if she wanted to. She knows you've left everything to her, so she doesn't bother.
How does she know? How?
Well, haven't you?
I want the key of this motor. I want to see it run. It's a good toy, and I want to see how it goes.
Father, you're 93. It's too absurd to want to play with toys at your age.
Play? Play? Sure I want to play. Never played before. Too busy making money. I've made it. Now I want to play. Who's to stop me?
Nobody, if you want to.
Besides, it's not altogether play. This toy was made in 1926. 1926 was an important year.
Yes, Father.
1926 was when she died.
Mother died in 23, Father.
She didn't.
She did, Father. I was 6 and she died in 23.
I'm not talking about your mother. Sally died in 26.
Oh, I'm not interested in your past girlfriend.
Girlfriend? Yes, she was a girlfriend. Pretty.
Now, Father, Mother had enough trouble with you. I don't want to hear about
it. Sally was your sister.
Sister?
Sister, stepsister, yes. Your stepsister. Vera's girl.
Vera?
I didn't know that, did you? Vera had a daughter, and she was 6, and she died, and that was in 1926.
Vera did? Really, Father, I'm sure
you... She played with this toy. I gave it to her. You didn't know about Sally because we wanted you to like Vera, and we thought if we kept you apart, well, it didn't matter. Sally died.
Father, do you know what you're saying? Vera has a daughter? Oh, you just don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, I do. I'm not senile. Not yet. Vera was married before she married me. She was divorced, and she had a daughter, and that was Sally. And Sally died. I'm sure of that. And I want the key so I can wind up the car that killed her.
I've never heard such nonsense. Killed her? What on earth are you talking about?
A car can kill. A toy car can kill as easy as a real one. You were all right. I liked you. You were all right.
Father, you don't know what you're saying. And I really haven't time to listen to nonsense. I'll tell the nurse I'm going.
Oh, one minute, Dorothy. I'm a poor old man, and all I want is the key to wind this toy. If you get it, I promise you, you won't be forgotten.
But, Father,
Better than that, I'll give you all I've got. I'll have my will altered right away, and you'll get it all, every penny.
All right, Father, if that's what you want. Well, I'm going now. I'll look in next week.
Don't forget the key.
I'll see. Oh, hello, nurse.
I was coming in. I thought you might be going.
I am. One moment, nurse. I want to talk to you.
Yes, Miss Davenport.
Give him the key to his clockwork toy, nurse. It can't do him as much harm as not having it.
Yes, Miss Davenport.
He seems a little upset. Do you think he's all right? I mean, he's not getting so old.
I hear you. You're talking about me.
All right, Father. I'm going now. See, he gets that key. I'll drop him next week. All right, Miss Davenport.
What were you talking about? What plot is that daughter of mine hatching now?
Nothing, Mr. Davenport. Talking, that's all.
Where's my key?
Key? Oh, the key of your toy.
She said you weren't to have it, Mr. Davenport.
Jezebel, Delilah, not one of my family, not one of them can you trust. Both after my money, you know. Both her and Vera, everybody.
Oh, well, I don't know about everybody, Mr. Davenport. I'm not.
You aren't? Must be crazy. $2 or $3 million and you don't want it?
Money doesn't mean anything to me.
It doesn't? I could leave it all to you. I could call my lawyer and have my will altered. I could say my nurse is to have it all. I could and I would. If you gave me the key so I could wind this toy.
You don't have to bribe me.
You'll get it for me without having to leave you any money?
Well, if you want to, I wouldn't want to stop you, now would I? That'd be silly, wouldn't it?
Everybody goes silly when there's money in it. And women go silliest of all. You get me that key and we'll see.
You're not supposed to have it. If I got it for you, you'd...
Come on. All my money, a fortune. I'll cancel the old will and give it all to you. I promise.
Don't tell anybody. They mightn't understand. And it would be better, wouldn't it, if you didn't say anything about your will being altered. They might try to stop you if they knew. There. Here you are.
Thank you. No, we won't say a word. We'll surprise them. They'll get a shock when they find out. Oh, dear, but I won't be here to laugh, will I? Never mind, I've got me toy. Stay and watch it run. It's a good toy. It's a splendid toy.
Mr. Davenport.
I'll do it again. I'll show you.
Mr. Davenport, remember your promise. I don't mind about your money, but a promise is a promise. It's the principle of the thing.
My will? Oh, yes, my will. I'll live to be 100. There's plenty of time yet. Now watch, I'll make it run round in circles.
Mr. Davenport, you made a promise. I'm going to send for your lawyer.
Change my mind. Change it. Won't leave my money to any of you. I'll leave it to a cat's home. Oh, that wouldn't be much change. You, Dorothy, and Vera. That's home. Now I'll show you.
Mr. Davenport, it mightn't mean much to you, but it does to me. You made a promise. You want to go to heaven, don't you?
No, want to stay here. Heaven, angels, and playing harps. Can you see me playing a harp? I'll stay down here and play with my toys.
You'll stay just so long as I want you to. You're an old, sick man, and when you do die, there won't be many questions asked. I've looked after you. I've slaved 5 years at your beck and call. You're disgusting and addle-headed. Here and now in this very room, if you don't carry out your promise, I'll kill you.
Nurse, I'm an old man. I've lived my life. But a man remembers. It's stored away. I'm old, but I'm not so old that threats have ceased to make me mad. In my day, I've killed people.
I haven't, but I'm willing. Especially when it's an old man with one foot in the grave anyhow.
No, nurse, you're not the type. Oh, I guess you must be pretty desperate.
So now I suppose I get the sack.
No. Think I'll raise your wages. What is it? Love?
Huh. Lack of it. In a desert once I saw a dead tree. That's me. No leaves, no sap. Dead. Pathetic against the blazing sky. You're old. One minute you're young and the next you're old. Then you look around. Everybody else is married, but not you. Oh, no. So I thought money would be nice. You're right. If I tread on an ant, it worries me.
You don't look old.
I'm nearly 40.
When I was 80, my wife Vera divorced me. Nobody seemed to think I was too old. Certainly not the other woman.
It's different for the men.
Is it? The other woman was a fascinating creature. I gave her a diamond necklace. Just 57 stones, one for each birthday. I rather caught her out. She'd lied about her age. If she'd been honest, she'd have had 63 stones. Saved me a few $1,000s. Now, would you like to see this toy go in circles? Oh, always seems to be something in the way.
Mr. Davenport, that toy, I hear... Well, I might as well be honest. I heard you say that that toy killed somebody. A girl called Sally.
Huh? Killed her? Yes, it killed her. Sally was Vera's child. I bought her this toy. I had to have it repaired over and over again. We were playing with it in the passage in the old house. I wound it up and set it off. It went over the top of the stairs. I tried to stop Sally. It was a mistake. She was half running away from me, half chasing after the toy. Anyway, by the time I got to her at the bottom of the stairs, she was dead. I'll always remember. She tripped at the top, and it was almost as if she dived off. That's an old tale and best forgotten.
I'm sorry.
Don't tell my daughter, Dorothy. Vera and I, we thought it better to keep Sally and her apart. Remarrying, children often get jealous, you know.
Nurse! Are you here, nurse?
Here, Miss Vera.
I came in to see how Mr. Davenport... Hello, Teddy, you old reprobate. Planning how you can live for another 50 years.
For a plague, my dear, of course. How are you, Vera?
Getting older faster than you ever did, Teddy.
You're an attractive piece, Vera. Don't know why I ever let you divorce me.
I divorced you, darling, for your alimony. So don't tell Nurse, she mightn't approve.
I don't know, she might. Money and love are important emotions. Most high-powered in the whole world.
You ought to know. Teddy, you've got a sparkle in your eyes. What have you been up to?
Oh, 93, my dear. You can't get up to much. I spend the evening of my days playing with the toy.
That toy. You remember
Hugo,
when...
Oh, I'm back again. The priests are coming tomorrow night, so I thought I'd come...
Oh, why, Vera, fancy you being here.
Fancy. And fancy you coming back, Dorothy. It couldn't have been anything to do with my being here, could it?
Of course not. If I'd known, I wouldn't have. I know how you like it. Vera feels.
My dear, fields are for cows. And that's
what... If you females are going to make a battleground out of it, I'm going next door.
Don't worry, dear. We'll control ourselves. Now, you sit down and forget we're even here. There now.
Women. As a man gets older, he realizes the only mistakes he made were females. And they come home to roost all around his feet.
All right, nurse. Mr. Davenport will be all right with us here.
Well, just a moment. I want nurse to stay. She's as murderous as you two are, but she's honest about it. Stay, nurse.
Yes, Mr. Davenport.
Now we're about it, I think it's time one or two things were discussed. Sally, for instance, Vera.
Sally?
I'm old. Things weigh heavy on an old man. Things of the past.
I think the past can look after itself.
Past? Past is the present. It can make me feel bad right now, so it may be past, but it's still with me.
Sally, all the girl you were telling me about, Father. Vera's child. What were you going to say about her?
Nothing. He wasn't going to say anything. Where is Teddy?
No, and yet I am. I'm going to say it because I'm old and it's been on my mind a long time. Sally didn't fall over the stairs altogether by herself. And not that I pushed her. I didn't. It's like, well, you know when you've got to avoid something, practically always you don't. But if you've got not to avoid it, you do.
Really, Teddy? You're getting involved.
Let him go on, Vera. These confessions are always so fascinating.
Sally was Vera's child by a previous marriage. Dorothy was mine, and a man's only child is precious to him. I wasn't actually thinking it, but it was there. When the toy ran straight down the passage and over the stairs, I don't really know to this day whether it went over by accident or design.
What are you saying, Father?
I think it's time for Mr. Davenport to have his rest. He's been up a long time. Teddy!
It's always been on my mind. That's why I play with it, I suppose. Always that thought. Did I direct it towards the stairs, knowing it would probably go over and she'd run after it? You see, I didn't like Sally, not over much. I didn't want her to have all the things I felt Dorothy should have. Besides, Dorothy reminded me of her mother. And there was a question of the money, too. When I died, I wanted Dorothy to have it, not Sally.
What is all this? I don't understand.
So that's why. Why, you said you'd leave it all to me. Teddy, all these years you've had a guilty conscience. So guilty you actually leave it to me because you felt you might have caused Sally's death. Well, I'm not going to say any more. I'm not such a fool. I don't think a fortune isn't worth having, even if it is sort of blood money.
Yes, well, I've been thinking a lot about it, Vera. A man never really finds out what a woman is like, what her real nature is. I'm leaving a fortune, and I don't intend leaving it to a woman who'd do anything to get it. If she did, she'd do anything with it afterwards. Vera, I told you about Sally, and you reacted badly. I'm not leaving you a penny.
My dear Teddy, you are. I, too, have been wondering about Sally all these years. You might know it, but you were very nearly arrested. And because circumstances seem to point to the fact that you might have done it. Now, I know you did. You said so. You confessed. The nurse and Dorothy heard.
Nothing is as greedy as a ruthless woman. Nor as stupid. I didn't know about you, Vera. Now I do. It was, as a matter of fact, the nurse who showed me. It's a shock for a man to realize a woman will murder for money when the money's big enough. Nurse showed me. I thought, nurse, what about Vera and Dorothy? Yeah, you've certainly shown me, Vera. You're ruthless. Now, watch. Yeah, the car goes in circles. If you look, you'll find the wheels are fixed.
Fixed? You're leaving your money to me, Teddy. You as good as murdered Sally.
Small circles, Vera. Small, round and round. Yes, you see, it couldn't have run down the passage. A small trap, Vera, but enough to tell me all I want. Goodbye.
All right. But you haven't heard the last about this. Mr. Davenport, it's time...
In a moment, nurse. Seems there's only you and Dorothy. Funny thing, I know you're a snob and a chatterer and probably quite incapable of handling money, large money, but you are my daughter and you've been kind to me, after your way. Besides, you're so very like your mother. And you've been kind even while you thought not you, but Vera was going to get it.
Well, Father, all I can say is...
Don't, child. A chatterer like a mouse in cheese digs a hole which can trap it. Be thankful you're going to get the money and shut up. And now I'm going to rest. All right, nurse.
Father, I must say how unexpected...
Shut up. That's all right, nurse. As a matter of fact, I arranged for you to be looked after years ago. Not large, but enough to be comfortable. So you'll not only be fair, fat, and 40, but comfortable as well. And there'll be a deal of men after you, seeing men like comfort, too.
After all that's happened?
No woman, when a fortune is concerned, is uninterested. Vera wasn't. I never quite knew about that woman. Now I do. And Dorothy, though a fool, is honest in her way. Oh, dear, now look what's happened. Last bump damaged the toy again. Take it around to Mr. Meeker's and have it repaired.
Yes, Mr. Davenport.
I'll be glad to rest. Very glad indeed. I never quite knew how to keep Vera quiet and yet change my will, but everything's all right now.
Good afternoon. I'm Mr. Davenport's nurse, Mr. Meekers. He asked me to bring this toy motor around for you to repair again.
Oh, yes. He brought it in some time ago. Wonder to me how an old toy like this has lasted so long.
You could say the same about Mr. Davenport. Did he damage it much?
Damage? Just a cog slipped. Does he want the wheels fixed?
Wheels?
The front wheels. The last time he brought it in, he wanted it fixed so it would only run round in circles. What's the matter? You don't want to worry, nurse. I'll have this running right as rain in no time. Good afternoon to you.
Closing door finishes the story. Next week, another key will open another door to another story.
Mystery.
Romance. Or adventure. All start when a door is unlocked by...
the key.